أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 100 of Surah An-Nisa, continuing on Hijrat. Two aspects of Hijrat. One is the reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala grants insofar as Allah ta'ala is concerned, insofar as akhirat is concerned. And one is insofar as this material world is concerned. Insofar as akhirat is concerned, insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, in the different ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great ranks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, like Allah ta'ala says, أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that that person that makes hijrat, strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the darajat, the ranks are great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَٰئِكَ يَرُجُوا رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ, they are the ones that will have hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah ta'ala inclines their hearts towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then we find in a hadith, a portion of a hadith, when the sahabi, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had accepted iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hijratu tahdimu ma kana qablaha, that hijra destroys whatever was before that. In other words, insofar as the sins of a person is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of an individual before a person had made hijrat. So these are some of those rewards that are insofar as the akhirat is concerned. As far as the dunya is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also kept very many different forms of barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept very many different forms of blessings for this dunya. And one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in this verse. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُحَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that person who makes hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعًا, that person who will find in the earth مُرَاغَمًا. مُرَاغَمًا actually refers to an abode, it refers to a place of plentitude, وَسَعًا وَكَثِيرًا, in abundance, and then وَسَعًا, vast in its resources. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep an expansive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep a very resourceful space for that person. Now when we look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, probably in our minds it would seem that it was the contrary, that they made hijrat from Makkah, they went to Madina Tayyibah, things seemed to be constricted, it seemed to be constrained, but that was for a very short period. And then we found in the fourth year of the hijrah, the Banu Nadir were expelled from Madina Tayyibah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called all the Ansar Sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, the Banu Nadir has left Madina Tayyibah, they have left land, they have left homes, they have left orchards, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left me in charge of this land, and it is my desire, but it is your choice, that I give this to the muhajirin. I can distribute it between you and them, and then they will still be part of you in the sense that they will still live with you and they will still have to share with you, or alternatively I make them independent of you. So the Ansar, the leaders of the Ansar, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they responded to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give them that land and they can carry on sharing with us. And then from there onwards, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened out, so to say, the space in the earth, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted them their own abode, Allah Ta'ala granted them their own land. Then we had the victory of Khaybar, and then we found that victory continued. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala opened up this entire land and the earth for the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those who followed. So the constraints and that constriction that was there was for a very short while comparatively. And then of course we found that there were those Sahaba that whatever they had, they also spent it in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next part of the verse, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about another aspect of it. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا, that person that had emerged from his home, muhajiran, as a migrator, إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ, and thereafter, mouth had seized him, mouth had found him. In other words, it was his time to have left this world on the hijrat, on the migration. Now we find three different sahaba, especially with regards to the revelation of this verse. One was the sahaba, Hazrat Zamra ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He, when these verses were revealed, the verses prior to this was revealed, he was in Makkah Mukarramah. He was really an unabled person to have traveled. He asked his family to place him onto his conveyance so that he may go to Medina Munawwara, and then he passed away in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another sahabi, Hazrat Zamra ibn Zurqani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes out into the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He comes to a place called Tan'im, just out of Makkah Mukarramah. He also gives his life, he also passes away. And then there was one sahabi, Khalid ibn Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to all of that, making his hijrat towards Abyssinia, a snake bites this sahabi and he also passes away. And all of them, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes reference to all these sahaba, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that they will find that their reward is with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, their reward is so abundant, it is in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that they were making hijrat and they will find their reward in by Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, and above all of that, in the general sense, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most ghafoor, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most forgiving. Can we then imagine that a person migrating in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat and he gives his life for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Rahima, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most compassionate, that Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala forgives in the general sense, then what will be the condition of that person that migrating in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and for the sake of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he passes away, obviously his reward will be abundant by Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.